and disturb the people who meditated already too much. Just go back, please, and joy that we can sit here with so many dedicated people and bring a little bit of goodwill up from the very beginning in your meditation. Just continue with a lot of goodwill, observing what is happening when the mind gets more and more quiet. I'm going to ring the bell 3 times and then we end the meditation for today. Well, lucky that my clock gave a little shake, because the battery is empty here as well, so I've not figured it out in time. The genie in the electronic devices. Dear Ajahn, I'm trying to overcome my fear of failure with metta meditation. Is it advisable to do it? Like, may my fear be happy, or may I be free from fear? In general, I cannot see anything wrong with it. The general mood should be a mood of good will towards yourself in your meditation. If you can establish that in your mind, that you just find that part that you really trust, that is just warm and lovable, and there's just no doubt there that that guy is has this incredibly kind attitude and trustworthy attitude. Huh? This observer that you hopefully establish in your meditation, that becomes a very non-criticizing somebody who cannot be afraid of failure, because there's nothing to achieve in the meditation in the first place. Huh? The meditation should be much more that is, everything is allowed to fall off your shoulders. All these burdens of achieving something that should just drop is exactly the opposite in the meditation. It should just get lighter and lighter, and if you take that pressure away, that something has to happen, particularly a thing in the meditation, that is part of that goodwill in the meditation already. And the kinder your attitude is, the easier it is for the mind to feel comfortable in that region, that it doesn't have to squirm around. It's just, it feels good there. And then even more stuff can drop off your shoulder, and it's just like becomes lighter and lighter. And that should just be the general attitude. Every sort of mantra that we use gets sort of blunt after a while. Sort of, even people start with, may I be happy, may other people be happy. But if we don't put the emotion into it, then it becomes something that just doesn't have the power anymore after a while. So you can keep it fresh, and you can also develop focus on the positive things. Just the fear doesn't even have to be mentioned. Just may things be light. May I be kind to myself. May I be very patient. May I be very comfortable. May I be very relaxed. And so just developing a very wholesome and friendly attitudes towards yourself, and obviously keeping the five precepts as good as you can, is the best prevention from fear. Hopefully in the end you have a mind that is just so trustworthy, the fear doesn't come up. Nobody has to fear you, and you don't have to fear anybody. That takes some time, and I hope you treat yourself very, very well. Any other question? I hope that is all right, that I don't say much during the meditation and before the meditation. I just expect people who come here into the advanced meditation class that they have their own little thing going, and it's just disturbing for them the more I talk, actually. So, everybody all right with that, or? Yeah? Okay, thanks very much.